Interesting one from Joshua, who wants to know about superhero naming conventions. He says, you know, superheroes, which ones are the noun in their names? So he says, Batman is not a bat, and Doc Ock is not an octopus, but he is a doctor. So is Doctor Strange, although there's no evidence that Doctor Doom completed a degree at an institution of higher learning. I don't know. He probably got an honorary degree from his country that he runs, Latveria. Can Rogue really be a rogue if she's part of an organization? I'm not sure that it's quite the same, but okay, Joshua. What are the rules when naming a one superhero identity? For example, Spider-Man, Ant-Man, and the Wasp, Wolverine, Green Goblin. I just thought this was a kind of an interesting question about the ways superhero names are constructed. And like Spider-Man, the spider is the outlier, but he's a man. He's like a man who's like a spider. Batman is a man who's like a bat, I guess. And Dr. Octopus is a doctor who's like an octopus, also Ock Ock, and that's why it's named that way. You have any thoughts about superhero naming conventions?
I mean, most of the superheroes have a name that tries to describe what kind of superhero
they do.
I mean, that's not necessarily the case. I'm sure you can tell me about this. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there could be superheroes that are just called like Bob or like, you know. Like the superheroes that just have names that don't describe their powers, but because superheroes are fictional things created by people, they're branded. They have names that describe them. Superman is a superman. Batman is a man who dresses like a bat and does baddish things. Spider-Man, he does whatever a spider can. So like it's that you want them to be branded in that way, so you're not confused about what this is. But that doesn't have to be the case. So give me a superhero that's just named like a regular name.
I think the best example is probably Kitty Pride, and that's because
there you go. That's a great one. She is not a cat, and she's not super proud.
No, and they tried to.
Or Jean Grey, I guess, but, you know.
Yeah, Jean Grey is a good... I mean, and in both of those cases, they tried to give them superhero names, but the superhero names either didn't stick or they were different names. And so, like, Jean Grey was Marvel Girl, which is not a very good name, and then she became Phoenix, and it's famous, but also
and
if
Dark
you're referring
Phoenix, yeah.
to Jean Grey, you want to kind of refer to her holistically as Phoenix, or as Jean Grey, instead of saying, well, Phoenix or Dark Phoenix or Marvel Girl. And then Kitty Pryde, similarly... was introduced as a character who was just a girl who was coming to the X-Men school, and the code names got added, and none of them ever stuck. She was Sprite. She was Shadowcat. It just never stuck.
Even those like Shadowcat, was there anything cat-like or shadow-like for that name?
Well, Kitty. It's just her name.
I guess, yeah. But there's no. She doesn't have cat powers.
She doesn't have cat powers.
Yeah, but it's like it's just because like branding superheroes with their powers is a great way to market them because you know what they're about based on the name.
My favorite.
There's no sense figuring out which part of the name is the literal versus the metaphorical versus the figurative versus the descriptive. They're just branded names to let you know
branding.
What this character is.
My favorites are the superheroes that are branded for being awesome. Like Mr. Fantastic, Mr.
Yeah.
Incredible,
he gave that name to himself, so
and
kind
Superman.
Of, yeah,
it's like I'm great. That's my power. I'm really great. I'm like, okay,
yeah, isn't the Mr. Fantastic? I'm not familiar with the comic, but I think I've seen the panel of like he gave that name to himself.
Yes. They're like, oh, I'm really
Mr.
ugly.
Fantastic.
I'll be the thing.
And that is a character moment and also a humor moment. Then, but in the end, that's his name.
Yeah, it was not meant to be a humor moment at the time, but in hindsight, it is very funny that he's like, I will call myself Mr. Fantastic.
The Thing really should have waited his turn to come up with the name.
Like
after
really
should have heard Mr.
Sad.
Fantastic first.
Yeah, it's true.
Robot or not.